In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Robert Staten, a retired entomologist for USDA, who still works with the pink bollworm eradication program. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The best way to look at it is to look at it with a perspective of the entire area. There's one pocket left where we know we have reproduction. It's a very small pocket. It encompasses about 14 fields. And the adult capture, everything else is down. It's down quite well. I'm very, very pleased with the progress we've made to date. I would love to have not had that pocket this year, but I think when we look at it in its entirety, we've done extremely well.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
What we have in this program is pheromone systems which disrupt mating. The pheromone itself is the material that the pink bollworm female uses to give a chemical signal to the male that she's ready to mate and to attract him to her. We flood the environment with that material with a lot of new, relatively nice and sophisticated technology so that males basically can't find females. On top of that, we use sterile insects. We mass produce pink bollworm in a factory in Phoenix. They're released by air over the entire core programmatic area of Arizona, Southern California, even into the San Joaquin, and into all of the Texas program and the Juarez portion of the Mexican program. We encourage and have been very fortunate to have extremely high percentages of BT cotton. We've been able to substitute sterile insects for spatial refugia, i.e. the grower-mandated refugia parts of the label for pink bollworm in Arizona and Southern California.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're still negotiating as to where we will be in terms of the area we'd like to expand in Mexicali and Yuma, but we expect to get that in. Assuming we can do that, then that will be an area of major concern, and then we will, of course, concentrate on execution through the rest of the areas.